Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. And there are lots of things we need to discuss, promote, see what's going on, all right? Okay. First off, today, G-Bag Nation at Jake's in Grand Prairie. Chris Arnold, by the way, is going to be doing the Fan Phenom right after the show. So if you want to go see CA, that is your opportunity. Go hang out with him. Get about 3-5 minutes to make your impression. I need you to know this, all right? Because our boss man, Gavin Spittle, takes this thing very seriously because he's looking for talent out there, man. He wants the listeners to understand, hey, this is what these guys do. And this is why they're good at what they do. And if you want to be that, if you think, oh, I could be that, it's a lot tougher than you think. But you get this opportunity, you get about 3 to 5 minutes to deliver your stuff. Kevin, I asked G-Bag last week and got some interesting advice. Alec and Fred, myself, have kind of been discussing it as well. What advice do you have to any of the Tolos that are showing up at Jake's in Grand Prairie right off of George Bush today for Fan Phenom? First, again, hang out with G-Bag, then you get your chance.
The thing that I would really focus on is make it something that matters today or something that will matter tomorrow. Like, don't give me something that, like,
Jerry Jones needs to be fired as the GM.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't give me something that maybe we would do when we didn't have sports. Like, give me something that you think matters today or tomorrow or, like, is happening right now.
Yeah, get hot on something.
Yes.
And that's always good. That's what we do on a daily basis, right? We come in here, we're looking at what's happening right now.
Yes.
And trying to have a discussion about it.
And one of the good things is when you do that, and hopefully you eventually get your own show, you do have some leeway to do more like fun segments like we just did. But for this tryout, like, get to the point quickly and like have it be something that matters right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice, Kevin.
Thanks, man.
I've always said that you're good at giving advice, and I really appreciate the way you did that, man. Also, tomorrow we'll be at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway. The Friday Football Feast is back, and we're so happy that we get to do this again.
Yes,
and we will be taking a load off at Taco Bueno.
We had like a following.
Yeah.
At the Buffalo Wild Wings.
I hope we can bring that back together this year, and that the people that were able to do that with us can come enjoy the party box is only $6. I mean, they're like, hey, get these, man. They're so good.
How many party boxes do you think you could eat?
All of them. Just keep bringing
That's
them.
Too many.
And yeah, trust me. And then lastly, Kevin, Saturday night. That's 2 days from now.
Okay, got it.
I'm hosting an FC Dallas watch party.
Oh.
Me, Michelob Ultra, this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. And we're going to be at the Derbyshire. That's located 6142 Frisco Square. Your chance to win your own FC Dallas jersey or kit, as Kevin likes to say. And maybe we can talk with Logan Farrington about that in just a little bit. More info, 105throughthefan.com. But Kevin, I saw this, wanted to revisit this. The plan right now for Saturday is Joe Milton starting at quarterback against the Ravens.
Which, that's absolutely what you need it to be, because they're not going to play Dak, or at least that's what it feels like. And if they did, it would be for like half a second. And they've already said, hey, we know what we got in QB3, or maybe sort of QB2. So there's way more unknown with Joe Milton.
Brad Sham asked the very plain question. I asked Mickey that same question that morning. Who's your backup quarterback? And he danced, Schottenheimer danced around it. Babe later came back and asked hey, I know Brad asked this, but who's your backup quarterback? And he was like, look, we know what we have in Will Grier.
Yeah.
Joe Milton has not shown us enough to show that he's developed enough to be a backup quarterback. He's good as a developmental quarterback, but can I trust him to win me football games in a season when it's my first season as head coach and there's a lot on the line for me?
So, like, and the real answer that I get you can't give in the press conference is, my God, we hope it's Joe Milton. That's why we traded for him. Please go out and definitively win this job.
And he honestly needs every rep in a potential real game situation that he can find. So that's why him starting against the Ravens is a big deal, and him starting the following week is going to be a significant thing as well. Also, first round pick Tyler Booker is going to get his opportunity against the Ravens after not playing in the preseason opener. Did you think that was kind of weird that he didn't play in the preseason opener?
Yes, I did think it was weird.
He's a rookie. What did he earn so far? Yeah, is my first thought.
I did think it was weird.
But Cowboys are like, no, it's our starting offensive line. That's what we're thinking about. And you know what? The other thing that sometimes we don't think about is there are other guys that they need to take a look at.
Yeah.
Like, they absolutely – look, my starters are my starters. I understand them. I need to know who my backups are going to be. And maybe that's the case. And those guys, same thing with Joe Milton. Those are important reps for those guys and potential real life situations. So that's a big deal there. So that'll be going on Saturday night. We'll be covering it all leading up to it tomorrow as well. Guys, don't take a shower.
Huh? Right?
You might get disqualified. Motz Rosenkrantz, I'm assuming. Do you know how to say this, Kevin? Is it Matz Rosenkrantz?
No, I mean that. Sounds pretty accurate.
It's M-A-T-S. That looks like Motz to me.
Yeah.
The apple juice. Got disqualified for going to the toilet to take a shower after winning. I don't know why you're taking a shower on the toilet, but that's what they said.
Man, they love efficiency over there. That shower is so tiny.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was so small.
Went to take a shower after winning set one against Pietro Orlando Felon. He said he didn't know it wasn't allowed, but the umpire called supervisor and they decided it was a code violation. It was a 10-second shower.
Oh.
A 10-second shower. Yeah. This dude was like, all right, one set one. I got to go to the restroom. I don't know. Here's the thing. I still don't know the reason that he went to the shower. Like, what does he like? I got to go. Maybe he, sometimes you go number two. And maybe you don't know how to use the bidet, if you will. Maybe things got a little dirty in there and a shower was the only way.
Yeah.
And a 10-second shower, you're not doing much. You're just kind of cleaning your butt real quick, right? Isn't that sometimes that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you save time. You don't wipe, you know, you just hop in the shower.
What?
You don't do 877-881-1053. Have you ever saved time before? You never saved time before?
No.
When you're done, you're just like, you know what? What's the point? I'm getting in the shower to clean up anyway. It's going down the drain. You've never done that, Kevin? Wow. I'm shocked. Shocked at you, man. Do you think that tennis players should get disqualified?
No, I don't.
For taking a 10-second shower during their toilet break?
No, I do not.
This is ridiculous. I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
I agree with you.
And this is where I say tennis has gotten way out of hand.
Uh-huh.
It all started with John McEnroe, and it's just been downhill from there.
Okay.
Because of that.
Okay.
A hotel in China is letting guests rent dogs to stay in their rooms with them. Yeah, that's right.
Did you say rent dogs?
Yeah. A hotel in central China has gone viral for its unusual pet sleeping accompanying service. It lets guests pay to have a dog stay with them for the night. with compensation on an offer if the pup bites. Like if the puppy bites you, you get your money back. But yeah, it's a hotel in Wuhan, and they launched the service in July. Guests can book a pet-themed room for 499 won.
Yawn. Oh, I don't know.
It's $70.
Oh, okay.
And after signing an agreement, choose from 10 friendly dog breeds, including Golden Retrievers, Huskies, West Highland Terriers, not German Shepherds, Kevin. So,
burn.
I don't know why.
So,
some of the dogs are raised by the hotel itself, while others come from professional pet training institutions, all are vaccinated, health checked, trained before being employed as overnight companions. And the hotel even joked that the furry staff members are paid 100 won per day. That's $14. So far, over 80 people have tried this service without any complaints. One family said the experience was the highlight of their trip, with their child beaming while walking the dog through the hotel garden.
Did you say that the hotel raised some of the dogs?
Yeah,
some of these dogs.
Yeah, the hotel's like, hey, we got the dogs.
Okay,
if you want to come stay at our hotel and you're going to miss your pup, all right, you're going to board your pup at home, you're missing him, it's okay. We got you taken care of. This dog will sleep in your bed with you. It'll walk around and pee on the carpet and stuff. I don't know. They're trained, so maybe it doesn't do that. But yeah.
I actually think this is one of those ideas that I think is a really good idea. It's just odd that it came up, that somebody came up with it.
Okay.
But a good idea is a good idea. And you said like 80 or so people,
80 people
have
so
done
far.
It so
I've
far.
Tried it out, and they've just been like, this is awesome. Because now, and maybe there are some other families that are like, we can't have dogs at our home, but when we go to this hotel, we get to experience the joy of having a pet around. Listen, man, I have my new dog, Kodak. It's awesome. Like, it's been a joy to have him in the house because my wife cleans up the things that, she, you know, stuff around the house. But he's great. And I forgot, whenever Landry passed away, I kind of went through this, you know, a few weeks of being like, you know, I forgot what that experience was like having a dog that just loves you. I mean, when I get home, dude, he hops in my lap and he's so excited to see me. And I bet that's the thing. You get to cuddle them and sleep with them. It's so much fun. And then you get to give them back.
Is it okay with your own dogs? Just a quick side question, then we'll get back into this. Is it ever okay to be like, hey, buddy, I need a minute? Because like
to the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell my dog that all the time. I need space, buddy. Because when he wants your attention,
sure,
he'll get his toy and then he'll come chew it under your, like you're standing up at your feet.
Look so, what we could be doing.
Yeah, anywhere you go, this dog is chewing, and sometimes he's like gets my foot, and I'm like, hey, dude, chill out. Give me a little bit of space here.
Okay.
But he's a puppy, so then I realize, hey, he needs attention. If he does, it's not like the water bowl, Kevin.
Yeah.
He'll get it if it's full, dump it over, and then start chewing on it and slinging it around the house because he wants to party. You know, he's like, I like to enjoy my time with humans, so come on, let's party. And I'm like, all right, let's go for a walk. And then we go for a walk, and he gets scared by a leaf.
So if our dogs follow Jess around too much, or they're like on her heels, she'll stop and turn around and be like, dogs, can you give me a minute? And so she like addresses them like they're like kids in her class
or
something.
What do they do?
They just stare at her and wait for her to move so they can follow her.
Like, we don't know English.
Yeah, they didn't. Okay, how much? Let me ask you this.
She's learned German commands. Do you think they would be like, you know what? I get it.
I did tell a couple people there German seems like a more aggressive language.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how much would you guys pay? Is it okay if I ask this question? This is your time.
Okay, yeah.
How much would you pay for a translation device where you like you put a little earpiece or something?
Like
in
where
the
you
dog?
Could,
yeah.
You could understand
and
Kevin
so
or whatever.
They understood you Doug? And you understood them perfectly. How much would you pay for that device? $500?
The only reason I would want it, here's why. The only reason I would want it is so that I can know what they need.
Yes.
Otherwise, I love narrating myself what they're thinking.
But don't
when they're walking around the house and I'm like, oh, hey, look over here. Here's some dust. You know, like I love narrating.
So wouldn't you like, though, like you could communicate to them, hey,
stop this crap.
We just got new floors. Mm-hmm. I know you have your own biological needs, but like stop peeing right there because it's really making me mad.
Hey, wait till at least 6:30 before you start griping about being in the crate right now. All
yeah.
right? You went to sleep overnight and it's early and we're all trying to get some rest here, buddy. I get you.
Or
$500. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Okay.
Do you have this product in?
Oh my God. I would be sitting on top of a mountain of cash right now if I was. The one I want my dogs to know the most is I want them to come back inside, but I also want them to just be standing at the door so I can reward them for being nice and polite. When they bark incessantly, I wanted them to understand that I'm not trying to reward them for barking at the door. I know that you want to come in. I can see you. I just needed to grab one thing.
Do you have a dog door?
Nope.
Dude, Landry would never use the dog door. Kodak, first, like he walks in the
house.
First thing he did was go out the dog door. And I was like, what? And that say, dude, I don't have to get up every 5 minutes to let the dog out and in because he just goes in and out as he pleases. And he's awesome. I love this dog. He's so cute, except for when his ears are up. That's when you know he's up to something. From the 612, Anderson House Hotel in Minnesota did the same thing with cats decades ago. It was even a book
about
it.
It's a good idea.
It's how we ended up with one of the cats we have now. Huh, that's interesting. From the 682 also, this is different, two different 682s. My dog is so awesome. Okay, Dylan. From the 469 was the one I wanted to read. Samsung has a new headset that translates languages. And I know you had they told you to put the Google Translate on your phone. Not far-fetched that dogs could be next. And then whales and dolphins.
My glasses can do that.
Oh, this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, have you seen Alex's glasses?
He looks very smart. Thanks, and man. Sophisticated.
Ooh.
sophisticated. It's important. From the 940, I'd pay way more than $500.
And I bet there are plenty of people who would, because of either understanding each other's ground rules or, like you said, does my dog need something and can I help them out
with it? From the 520, you'd probably regret it one day because your dog would never shut up. Then you just turn it off, though, right? You just turn the device off and you're just like, I'm not listening to you anymore.
Oh, man, that's so rude. I just, I would love that conversation with our older dog, Bella, and be like, hey, you're doing a great job protecting our house.
But
I promise I also heard the doorbell or the somebody knock. Like,
I got this.
It's going to be okay.
I'm the man of the house.
I will let you know if you need to kill them.
That's right.
Because every time somebody knocks on the door, I know that's just how she chats and stuff, but it sounds like she wants to murder the person who's at the door.
And I just want everybody out there to thank me. I did not mention anything about the Taylor Swift documentary that I watched yesterday with the Kelce family.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take that up for you because I just realized I'd forgotten one of my bonus overreaction or reality questions. Let's hit that. Let's talk about gambling culture, and we will talk with FC Dallas forward Logan Farrington all next right here on The Fan.
Kelly, high leg kick in the pitch. Marte swings and slices one into left field, a base hit. Smith plays it on a hop. Perdomo rounding 30s coming home. The throw is offline. Perdomo scores standing up, and that stolen base proves to be crucial. It allows Perdomo to score from second on Marte's RBI single, and we're tied at one here in the top of the third.
Stupid Ketel Marte is so freaking good, especially at crushing the Rangers. I got a couple of options for you. We can go back to the Rangers if you want, or the Cowboys, or I have an overreaction or reality bonus question.
I think we should discuss a player that just recently became available for the Rangers, Kevin.
Do you want the Rangers to go get Nathaniel Lowe? He has been DFA.
Why? Why has Nathaniel Lowe been DFA?
Well, Corey, he hasn't been playing well.
Oh.
Although he does have 68 RBIs, which I know this is not factual, but doesn't that feel like that would lead the Rangers by 30?
He had four RBI in his last game. In his last game that he played, which was on the 13th. Hold on. Yep, the 13th. Yeah, he had a home run, four RBIs, two walks, and one hit.
Don't you think they probably had already kind of decided?
And he was like, I better leave a lasting impression out there. Yeah, he hasn't been great in a lot of different areas. I do wonder if the Rangers would be like, you know what? I don't know how he was received in the clubhouse. You know, that's another thing. But anything to liven up this thing, maybe there's a chance. I don't know.
So he's gotten worse the last few months. He has been dreadful this month. I know.
Didn't he start off hot though? Like, people kept texting in. They were like, oh, y'all see what Nathaniel Lowe's doing? And I was like, oh, well.
Before yesterday, he was, I believe, 2-for-30.
No.
This month with one RBI.
Dang.
Which, again, feels like it would kind of fit in with this team. But I will tell you this. Stop. Oh, sorry. Our offense is so good.
They haven't
good.
Been great lately.
Bruce Bochy has given a lot of leeway to players that were part of winning the World Series. So I can't say, because there's no other like particular avenue right now
right.
to go find some magical hitting. I'm not saying it would fix anything, but I could see how they might take a look.
And I mean, a right-handed bat is really still kind of what they really need the most.
For sure.
And he's not a power hitter. While he was here, he was a average hitter.
Yeah.
And occasionally he would pop a home run. He couldn't hit a fastball the last couple of years. It was only changeups he could drive. But he is a name that we know and are familiar with, and maybe he could bring some liveliness to the clubhouse.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll take a look, but I think that is a fascinating question. I swear I'm not going draft day on this, but did you think it's a big deal, or do you think it's cool when I saw Nick Harris tweeted out that all the Cowboys defensive linemen and linebackers were there last night? I believe it was last night. To celebrate Osa and Overshown's birthday.
Yeah, that is cool, man. That is really awesome. I think we learned from the movie Draft Day. That
no, I said I'm not going Draft Day on this.
If they show up to your birthday, then they care about you. And I think that's important. Look, man, those teams, I'm dead serious. I think the things when teammates get together outside of the field, and go through things together, experiences, share, get to know each other's grannies, you know, like those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I think those are important deals because I really do think that that's whenever you become accountable to somebody else because you understand their why. You understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, and so you can help them.
Now, I know you definitely deserve credit for not bringing up Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
So I'm going to do it for you.
Okay.
So in the New Heights podcast, I know a lot of people got caught up in the fact that Taylor Swift said she was running around saying, oh, we drafted Xavier Worthy and was super pumped about that. And then she was doing it in a playful manner. She said maybe in 16 months, because she's still learning, she could be an NFL analyst. Again, playful.
Uh-huh.
Much like I thought Paul Feinbaum when he was like, if the SEC doesn't win the national championship, I'm leaving the country. Because he was like, I don't want to hear from these Big Ten fans. Again, I thought that was a playful nature. But my question for y'all is, let's say this Taylor Swift is one of the best at what she does. Let's say she has an amazing aptitude to pick up anything there is out there. And over the next 16 months, she became a football savant.
Mm-hmm.
Would people give her a fair shake as an analyst or commentator or whatever?
I think this is a unique question.
Thank you.
The reason it is because you're asking if current football fans would give
Correct.
Her that. She's bringing other football fans.
Agreed.
The new football
Agreed.
Fans.
Agreed.
So that's something different there. I mean, if you checked it out last night, there were immediately 1.8 million or 1.3 million, something crazy like that watching the stream. And Adrian was like, I wonder what their other numbers are. You know, I went and looked at their numbers. The highest, one of the highest ones, 500, or actually it was 5 million with Julian Edelman. But a lot of them were in the 500,000 area, 200,000 area. And I was like, that's interesting. And then, bam, her, because it spikes because she's of interest. That's just
sure.
who she is.
Sure.
I think people would want to see the show. And people would want to be, I would give her that. I would definitely do that because I like her. You know, I think she's a fun entertainer. And this thing, honestly, the doing this podcast made her very personable, very human. Rather than being somebody on a stage doing something.
Kind of cold.
She's just her. You know, she's just unique. You're like, oh, she's like my wife that likes to cook sourdough bread. You know,
yeah.
Like it's different. And so,
men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, but I do think that there are fans out there that would be like, all right, let's see it. Let's see this. I'll give you a chance. And if you impress me, I'll give you another chance. And okay. I absolutely think that people would do that.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I think we've seen this. Audiences just for some reason don't like hearing the female voice on their broadcast. And that's just, we've seen that over time. And so I wonder how much that would be a problem.
I think they're
standing in the way and be an obstacle.
To your point, I think she would have to be perfect for some people, not for me, but for some people in every aspect, because the first slip up,
they
would be like, oh, see, she can't do it. Like, I can't remember her name, and I apologize. But the first ever female umpire.
First call, terrible.
I saw that clip circulating everywhere on social media, and they're like, they're going to let ladies be umpires. And I'm like, have you never seen some of the umpires that we have? And
Angel Hernandez?
Yeah, how long was Angel Hernandez employed? I was like, if you don't think she's a good umpire, that's fine. But don't say it's because she was a lady, because I was like, we have plenty of male umpires that you're like, you're the worst. And so, but I do think there's a contingent of the audience that as soon as she like slipped up in any way, they'd be like, oh, this is what happens when you bring a singer over. Like, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I just thought it was a fun question.
Yeah.
Now, are you ready for some stars / bobblehead talk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. The Mikko Rantanen bobblehead is going to be available November 4th when the Stars play the Oilers. I thought this was noteworthy because, like, especially compared to baseball, it feels like you don't get as many bobblehead giveaways in the other sports. And I wanted to see, are you excited about the bobblehead giveaway? And how early would you be willing to show up to a sporting event? Like, let's say you didn't have this job. How early would you be willing to show up to a sporting event for a giveaway item?
Oh, man. Yesterday was Bruce Bochy World Series ring day.
I didn't get one.
5 hours.
Would you really?
For a Bruce Bochy one? Yeah. Maybe not for a Jonah Heim.
Okay.
But for Bochy's, I don't know, dude. There's something that I really admire about Bochy. We've discussed this. My bucket list thing I want to do is go fish with him at his pond or his lake or whatever, whatever he wants. So, yeah, maybe 5 hours, but no more than that.
Okay. Actually, I want to ask our guest right now that same question from FC Dallas. It is Logan Farrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Now, we were just asking kind of a fan question. Would there ever be like a giveaway item, whether it was for FC Dallas or any other team for a game you weren't playing in, that you would be willing to show up like super early to the game and wait in line because you're like, I got to get that bobblehead, or I got to get this, or I got to get that?
I would say, I have a favorite English Premier League team. If West Ham United gave like a signed jersey away from the team, I might go and wait early.
Man, you want that classy giveaway signed jersey right there. You're fancy.
Hey, if Logan, if you had your own bobblehead, what would be like the move that you would want it to be, like a bicycle kick or maybe that spin move you did against Minnesota?
Yeah, I'd say the spin move, because that's something I've done. The bicycle kick I haven't done yet, so
okay,
realistic, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think, because of your excellent form, the Rangers should create a bobblehead of you throwing out the first pitch from earlier this week?
All I'm saying is they won, and I threw out the first pitch. That's not that bad of an idea.
Maybe he should throw out all the pitches.
This team is really struggling. If they invited you back after the road trip to throw the first pitch again, would you do it in the help of the Metroplex?
Of course. They were very kind to me. Gave me an awesome opportunity. It was a lot of fun. And anything I can do to help. If I'm a little lucky, that's even better.
Dude, you threw a great strike up there, man. Was that like, are you used to throwing a baseball? Was that a little nerve wracking?
I used to play it a while ago when I was younger.
Okay.
I played catcher mainly. So I've played before, but I wasn't nervous until I stepped on the mound. And then you're like, oh, wow, this is a bit farther than it looks.
Next time, will you go all the way up to the rubber and throw it from there?
I think next time I would, yeah. And I'll put a little more gas on it.
Dude. Oh!
See, that's what I'm talking. See, this is like, this has always been my dream. Texas Rangers, I want to let y'all know this right now. It's always been my dream to throw out a first pitch, just throwing it out there. So, like, seeing you get to go through that experience, that was really cool to see that. Here's something you clapped. And I was like, is he clapping for himself before he throws this pitch?
He's clapping for the fans.
You're clapping for the fans.
For the fans.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
For the fans there and for is. The Rangers, of course.
Yeah. Don't try to put him on blast. That's a fancy soccer clap.
I love that soccer clap.
Now, you guys, you talked about the Rangers got the win. Y'all got the win against Portland. How important is it to try to build on that? Because this, unfortunately, has been a season where 3 points after 3 points after 3 points has been really tough to come across.
Yeah, it's been very difficult for us to string together I don't even think we put 3 wins back to back to back. And at this time of the season, there's only a few games left, about 8 or 9, I think. So it's super important if we can string together 2-3 wins in a row, that changes the momentum. And as you guys know, momentum in sports is a crazy thing. So getting that momentum going in to claiming a spot in playoffs would be huge for us.
What would you say to one of our friends who now hosts a sports radio show in Houston who says momentum in sports is not a real thing?
That, in my opinion, that's ridiculous, because I've been a part of teams where momentum changes everything. Momentum is honestly as important, almost important to me as like your mentality and your talent sometimes, because you could have the most talented team in the world and they'll get sometimes beat by a team that has more momentum and more, a little bit more luck on their side on that given day.
So pretty much what I'm hearing you say is in your face, Reggie.
That's what I heard.
Okay, good.
You can tell him that.
Okay.
In your face, Reggie.
I definitely will. Now, my co-host Corey is going to try to help the cause against Austin because he is hosting a watch party.
That's right.
Do you have any suggestions for him to get the people fired up and get himself fired up?
Oh, like, what do you mean suggestions? Suggestions for the watch party?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll clap for them. That's something I can do.
So some clap, maybe get some music in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know all the sports fans love some beer, so that's always a go-to.
Yes, I'm all about that. Yes. I'll be at the Derbyshire right over there in Frisco. So I'll be hosting that party on Saturday. Watch party for FC Dallas. We'll be rocking for you.
That's funny you said the Derbyshire. I was just in there.
Nice.
That's my go-to place to watch games and stuff like that with my dad.
What should I order? What's the thing I need to eat while I'm there?
The fish and chips are fantastic.
There you go. That's what I was going
my
after anyway.
For that.
Logan knows.
Are they fantastic, or are you just watching soccer and getting carried away with like this foreign feel?
Actually, they are very good. Well, I'm English. My dad's English. So
there you go.
We've been to a lot of the pubs around Frisco in this area, and I can say their fish and chips are my favorite.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it, man. Saturday, 5 to 8.
All right. He's looking forward to the watch party. What have you guys been working on? Or can you tell us anything about training leading into that Austin match to build off of the Portland one?
Yeah, I would say consistency is the biggest thing for us. Kind of like we mentioned earlier, stringing together those wins. I don't think like we're at a lack of talent or a lack of heart or anything like that. But consistency is the big one. So just coming out ready for the game, not getting behind the game, getting ahead of the other team, and then letting our training and our talent take care of the rest.
Well, we're excited that now could be the time to start stacking up 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. And we really appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. There you go. Logan Farrington right here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, man.
I forgot to ask him about brisket sandwich.
Oh, and I forgot to ask him about the appeal of handball.
Yeah. Dang it.
I was told that's Germany's second most popular sport.
You know, we'll just have to have him on again and when chat him up with those things.
Okay, but only if you lead the team to a win at your watch party.
That sounds like a deal.
Okay.
I think we can do this. Excellent. How's Austin doing this?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's take you out to Jake's in Grand Prairie to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. That's also the site of Fan Phenom tonight, so stick around. We'll do that next right here on the Fan.
So here is Josh Young, and he lines one into right center, a base hit. Carroll going over to cut it off. It's by him all the way to the wall. Berger hitting the bag at third. Tony Beasley waving him home. He scores standing up. RBI double the other way for Josh Young. There's your insurance. Rangers lead it 4-2.
Should have gotten better insurance as the Rangers would go on to lose that game. They are 1-6 in their last seven. That's the bad news. The good news is we take you out to Jake's to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing good. I believe that play-by-play cut was right before Sandler cursed him, actually jinxed him, by saying Maton was about to get a four-out save.
Oh, no.
And obviously that was not meant to be, so you hate to see it. But, you know, Sandler's known for those kind of things. How the hell you doing, Haggy?
Man, I am fantastic. Can you tell everybody again where are you guys at and what's happening right after your show today?
Yeah, we're at Jake's in Grand Prairie. Now, Wolchuk found out there's two of them, so this is the one just off Bush, Bush and 20, basically.
Yeah.
And
how far away was it?
It was a 20-minute difference.
Okay.
But we got Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to, you know, be the next fan host.
If we started this whole thing over, who would you put your money on in all of the talents at the Fan to go win Fan Phenom?
Ooh, I like that.
Blake Elliott.
Ooh.
He's already won it once, so yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of like sense. Fan Phenom, I like my odds, man. He did a great job.
That's yeah, true. That he's got the experience.
Yeah, he knows
that
how
it
to
takes.
Try out. Yeah, that's
he's
a good.
He's been
one.
Through the grind. He knows what it's all about.
That is a great answer.
Yeah.
See, in your face, Kevin.
I'd support that answer. Anybody else got a guess or a thought?
Haggy, I think you would dominate this.
Oh, now I'm going to say you, Chiafalo. Thank you for that.
But you would come in second place.
Oh,
you didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We've taken second place people before, so it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Like him. He's just unlikable.
Yeah.
You crush the competition. He's like, there's just something about you
face.
I don't like.
This guy's just too smart.
I get
it. What I'd like to do, I'd like to vote, and nothing against CA or Zach or Eric who are hosted. I want Fred to interview these people.
He did a little bit last week.
Because if you can handle the Fred experience, you can think on your
feet. If they can work with Fred and his, like, are you kidding me? Are you really? Are you going to say that? You know, like, Fred would, like, attack him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it would give him a little bit of that, whoa, do I really want to do this? You know, if we're working with guys like that. So Fred being the guy, the interview guy, I think it would add some fire to it.
I think now we need to have that for like the second round. So everyone who qualifies, just no matter what you say, Fred's going to crap on your opinion and really put you on the defensive.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you work with Fred, he will make you feel really small. And, you know, and you'll like, oh, God, maybe my opinions aren't very good, you know, and you'll work harder at it.
How would you guys approach it? Because I did it last week and I was.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was really trying to. I don't know. Is it working?
Yeah, it just faded briefly.
Okay.
Yeah, fade to black.
Fade
to black.
I was not really challenging and pressing too much.
Because you're a good guy.
But, it's not.
Depends who you ask.
I guess. But how would you. It's like these guys got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you trying to really go toe to toe with these guys, or are you trying to roll out the red carpet to allow them to just, hey, if you want to have maybe the worst take I've ever heard. Go for it, man. I'm going to be here to support you.
I think your reaction to them would be good, though. You know, if they had a terrible take, like, you really believe that? You really, you know, just kind of challenge them a little bit and make them see how defensive they would
You're
get
right. There is a fine balance here because I think that you kind of want to get out of here as quickly as possible. The only reason we're doing this, let's be honest, we need the extra money. Otherwise,
we need the extra cash.
I'm trying to challenge the hell out of these guys because, I mean, who are they coming into our radio station thinking you're just going to pop right on air? We got these poor guys in the bullpen that are working their ass off.
Get them.
It's not a combine interview for
Why don't you guys try
loud.
And run a board or something first before you just go ahead and host a weekend show?
I'd expect that from Scott Bryan, but not you, Wolchuk.
I'm crusty
let's
here.
Let's be a gracious host.
I'm just saying, though, that maybe if you challenge them a little bit, they'll, like, you kind of get a reaction like, oh, this dude could fit in well with us or gal could fit in well with us.
See, that's the other thing, and that's what I was wondering, too. It's like if I do challenge them and then they rise, mm-hmm. then that gives them a chance to really stand on
it's impressive,
whatever man. It is. And maybe they got a couple of boom points, maybe a couple of stats or whatever to back up whatever it is they're saying. And now all of a sudden, because I just poked and prodded them, they just took their game to a whole other level.
I think Dawson needs to stay around now and do this myself.
Can they stand the heat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can they
can't.
Okay,
fight or flight.
Stand tall in the pocket.
If you're going to give them the full experience, then do you need to pretend that you're also the fan techs? And if you say the Rangers can still make the playoffs and they disagree, you tell them they're an idiot and hope they go die or something like that. Like, do you want to give them that?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you got to have the fan text open, see how they react to that. You don't belong on the air. Yeah. I can't believe Odyssey employs you. You know, that kind of feedback while you're trying to maintain confidence and deliver a take. You know, that'll make a man out of you right there.
You guys are better men than me doing this because I don't look at that crap.
It's an adjustment.
You're not ruining my day.
Yeah, Rodis. They might get me today.
Yeah,
yeah. I've always said, like, people will be shocked at the things that people will text into this show or into the station because they know that nobody's going to come
out. I can't
at
believe
them.
That, you know.
Call I mean, people fat. Ask me, how are you so negative all the time, Dawson? Yeah. You know, it's just rolling downhill. It's coming right out of this fan text and back at you.
I want to
so blame it on them.
We should create, like a little short episode of Gavin Dawson, like, when he hopped out of his car from Portland, and he's all whistling, and the sun is shining, and he's really happy, and then the fan text just wore him down and broke him. Over the years.
Yes. Make that speech at my funeral. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
It.
I would be like, the Gavin Dawson everyone knew from Portland, he was broken.
He was a happy man.
And things change.
Oh,
those were the days.
Either that
it
or marriage,
tough,
one
dude.
Of the two.
They're like, yeah, marriage will get you, man.
What,
tell me more.
It's a great point.
What are you talking about?
Corey, what do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Again, we are live at Jake's in Grand Prairie, and we want to invite everybody to come have some delicious food and beverage and then compete to be the next fan host coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to have Mike Sando on at 4 o'clock. You know, we're a big Sando show.
Is that the reason you're having him on?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We thought it was perfect time.
Well, you know, especially topical.
When we
I
found
was
out
trying to get a golf pro
Brisket.
From Sandwich, England to be on the program a little bit later, too.
There you go. Yeah. So we're doing all things Sando or Sandwich at 4, and Nick Harris is going to join us at 5 o'clock.
I love it.
All right. I love it. Roll home.
I love you.
I love you back, man.
Sweet, sweet man.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. Go see them at Jake's. Participate in Fan Phenom. Get ready to have your spirit broken. All right. Roll home with the G-Vag Nation right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.